Excellent. I love that song. We followed your progress through the mastery of your home studio, your recording studio.
Mastery.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, mastery.
I think there's a huge range of sounds there from the Dome of Discovery material onwards. And I think you've achieved a lot of confidence, and you've moved on some very odd projects. And the stuff that's coming up next from the ALRAD project is rooted in that working at a distance method again, but a rather more unusual connection this time.
Yeah, I take a lot of trouble over my music, and I like it really nice, and I work very hard at it, and it has to be just so. And I recognise this as a great fault. I really admire people who can be casual, spontaneous, crazy in their work. And a friend of mine, Steve Defoe, a fantastic avant-garde musician from America, fits into that category perfectly. And he had a band called the Larry Mondello Band. His partner in that died some years ago. And so we decided to do some work together. He lives in the States. I live here. We sent CDs backwards and forwards. And it's a great mix, I think, for me, anyhow. He would send me vocals where he's just kind of screaming and yelling into an old little digital dictating machine while he's driving his car, and that would be the vocal, and I had to set it to music. So we have two short tracks coming up. First one's called Pimento Head, and the second one is Sensitivity, which is really about Steve himself. And so that's how it worked. He'd send me the vocals, and I set them to music.